for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, our Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, May the 23rd, 2003. Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Cheryl Batts of Hot Springs, Arkansas, is the teacher.
All right, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, this afternoon we're going to talk about mind control, and we'll see just where God is going to take us in that. Would you all pray with me? Amen. Father God, we just praise you this afternoon. I thank you for another opportunity to just be a willing vessel. I decrease right now that you may increase, O Lord, and that only what you say, I will say. Only what you want me to do, I will do. I thank you, Father God, for your word of salvation and healing and deliverance for your people. Father, I know that when Jesus came and died, it wasn't for the works, but it was for your people. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless your people through your word. Let them be healed and delivered and set free in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you will turn with me to the second epistle of Paul to Timothy, 2 Timothy. We will start at 2 Timothy, the first chapter, and the 7th verse. And while you are looking for that scripture, mind control is a common spirit among people. Spirits that control the mind and affect the way a person thinks. If evil spirits can control the thoughts, then they can defeat an individual. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Amen. And this is one of the scriptures that you can hold on to. If you don't know another scripture when you are dealing with the spirit of mind control, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is the spirit of a sound mind. God knows that when we enter his kingdom, the greatest battle we will ever wage will be the battle for our minds. It is a daily battle, sometimes a never-ending battle, and it will continue until we are with the Prince of Peace, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just as God assigns to each of us a guardian angel to direct us in our life, the devil also assigns to us his unholy guardian angel to direct us away from the straight and narrow onto that slippery road that leads to destruction. So the battle is for the control of our minds, for we are slaves of whoever controls our minds. When the Holy Spirit comes to us, he starts to rebuild our minds if we listen to him. Paul tells us in Romans 12, 1 and 2, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." The only way our minds are renewed is through the power of the Holy Spirit within us. God knows that when we enter his kingdom, this battle is going to be waged, and especially in our minds. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5 is a scripture that you can write, but Paul also warns us of this battle for our minds in 2 Corinthians 11 and 3. "But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." Sometimes we try to dig for deep meanings in the Word of God. Believe the simple word that Jesus gave us. Believe in his promises. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says what? "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." How? Through the Spirit directing your mind. Sometimes the battle is daily and fierce. Worry, worry, worry. Will I get that job? Will I have enough money to pay my bills? Will my husband be saved? Will I ever be in good health? What's happening here? You are having a battle. It's a battle in your mind, whether you're going to believe what you see or believe what the Word of God tells you. One of the things that you can do when you find yourself harassed or tormented in this way is that you can say, Holy Spirit, help me. The battle is too strong for me. Please take over the thoughts of my mind. I bind every evil spirit that has given me unrest in my mind in the name of Jesus, and I command them to leave in Jesus' name. Remember that nothing is impossible with Him. Every word is true. In fact, I believe in every word of God from cover to cover. I believe that the whale swallowed Jonah. If the Bible said it, then that's the way it is. In the battle for the mind, we have to be very careful of what or who we invite into our minds. Through imagination, we can invite demons into our minds. By imagining or envisioning a person from our past walking with us, a familiar spirit can come into our minds. Even a familiar spirit or a false Jesus. We are told to test every spirit to see whether it is of God. 1 John 4:1. Remember, Paul says that the devil comes to an angel of light to deceive the saints of God. All this happens in the mind. So you may ask, what is real and what isn't real? The Holy Spirit is real. He is the Spirit of truth, and He will lead and guide you into all truth. The simplicity in Christ is real. How do we know when it's God talking to us? Everyone wants to know this. People are coming in and always asking, do you feel a peace in your mind? What I'm saying is, if you feel a peace in your mind, in your spirit, when you hear the message or when you hear someone talking to you, then that's how you know that that's the Spirit of the living God. There's just an overwhelming peace. One of the sisters upstairs said something about if she felt like a washing of the peace that just kind of washes over you, you know, when you know that it is the Spirit of the living God versus someone else that is talking to your mind. In Matthew 12:34, it talks about out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. The heart, the reins, the mind, the will, and the emotions are all in the soulish area. And because of that, when we begin to operate in or under the spirit of mind control, you'll find that your heart begets double-minded. You get double-minded. First it's this, and then it's that. First it's this, and then it's that. And the Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. In James 1:8, it says, being a man of two minds is undecided in every step that he takes. He's half-hearted, he's wavering, he's uncertain. Mind control is a very important spirit in Satan's arsenal. People can receive mind control spirits through music, through rock, through jazz, through disco. You can have memory recall a memory recall that the spirit of mind control will take you to the past. The spirit of mind control will keep you looping. In other words, every time you get, have you ever noticed that there are some people that get to the same place and they do the same thing and get the same results each time? It's looping. They keep looping. They either keep going back to something that they should have let go. That's the spirit of mind control working with memory recall. And it keeps that person so that they never loop out. They never move forward with their life. They stay in that one place. Oh, lovers, that certain song. You know, you hear a certain song. Baby, baby, woo. And you start, I remember I was with Wanda Sue. Oh, yes. Yes, I was with Big Bubba. With Big Bubba, me and Big Bubba had to. And then you have to catch yourself. See, you have to catch yourself. That's a spirit of mind control. You have let your mind go now, and mind control is taking you back to a place that you don't want to be. Woundedness, anger, hatred, without thinking, all of these things will just flare up. In other words, let's say that you've just broken up with somebody and you're out, you say, well, I'm just so hungry, I'm going to go over to Wendy's and get myself a burger. Well, you start off going to Wendy's, but somehow or another you end up six blocks southwest of where you were supposed to go. I'm just going to drive past their house and just see if I see the car. And then you get to the end of the block and you're trying to figure out, how did I get here? Mind control. You are not controlling your mind. Mind control has just taken you to a place that you shouldn't be at because you don't know what you're going to see. And then after you see it, then you're all wounded. But if you hadn't went there in the first place, so now you got mind control working with woundedness to get you into a place so that you can be wounded again. And then once you become wounded, then you're going to continue this loop. It just happens over and over again in different ways. If you've ever been involved in any kind of meditation, you know, oh, yay, roll, go, why, yay, right, okay? Any kind of meditation, it calls for you to not think, to be still in your mind. The Bible nowhere tells us to be still in our minds like that. Our minds are always active. The Holy Ghost is always telling us what to do. God is always talking to us. So therefore, your mind should never be at a point where you just at peace with the world. All sorts of demonic activity will just enter right on in. It's a spirit of passivity. And passivity is like a general. It just opens the door and it says, whoop, and here they all come, and you just still sitting there going, hoye rago, whatever that is. Now, certain books you shouldn't read. I don't read romantic novels. You know, I don't care. I don't care what I'm a single woman. I don't read no romantic novels. I just read the word. You know, ain't no sense in opening door because then that's going to be another fight, right? So I don't read romantic novels. Some people can read them. They be okay. At least they tell me they okay. I don't know. You know, for real, I don't read those, you know. And for a while, and I had to get off of reading Star Trek and everything because I started thinking about, you know, the kind of man that would be the captain and Worf all rolled into one. That'd be perfect man, especially if he was saved and cast out demons. And all of a sudden, I heard this voice, you will not watch any more of Star Trek. You know? So you have to watch what you open your mind up to and let come in. After you get to a certain place, God will release you to do certain things. But if you know you're an alcoholic and you had problems with alcohol, in your right mind, now mind control will tell you, along with pride, that you can go in the bar to try to get people saved, to get them to come out to church on Friday night. But the Holy Ghost and the kingdom mind will tell you, like, don't go in the bar. Don't go in the bar. It's like fasting. You wake up at 6:30 that morning, you get your clothes on, and you are ready to go to work. Today, we fasting for the Lord. And at 12:15, you are in the line at Wendy's. You done bought the burger and can't figure out how you got there. Mind control. Mind control. Working with you. Mind control. Drugs and alcohol. Anything that alters the mind and breaks down the hedges. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 10 and 8. You there? 10 and 8. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whosoever breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. Well, when you do mind-altering drugs, it breaks down the hedge or the veil between the natural and the supernatural. And you become passive. So you can have nightmares. Spirits of incubus and succubus can come in because you've broken down the veil by the drugs that you're taking. And so anything can just kind of come in. You become passive. You don't fight it. I mean, many of you, if you go to sleep at night and you can remember your dreams, have you not sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night sweating and you feel like you've been in a battle? And you actually, you know, you can, if you think about it, you know that you've been in a battle. Well, that's the kind of thing that if you're doing drugs and you have that kind of battle, the hedge comes down, then you cannot fight because you are so passive. And that's when spirits of incubus and succubus come in and they have sex with you and everything. And then you wake up the next day and you be like, oh, boy. I'm all embarrassed and nobody knows it but me. But that's because you did the drugs, you did the alcohol, the hedge between the natural and the supernatural came down, and oops, there it is. So you have to, you have to be very careful about what you even bring into your body, what the eyes see, what you read, what comes into your mind. All of these things will allow a spirit of mind control to come in and cause you to do things that you would not normally do. Mind control works with so many other spirits. Passivity. Now, passivity gives legal ground because you won't fight or resist the devil. What does it say in James 4 and 7? Do we have to turn there? We all know that one, James 4 and 7? Okay. So, if you are passive, then what is it that you're not doing? You're not resisting. You have submitted to whatever that thing is that's causing you to be passive. And don't forget, whatever you submit to is what? Your king. You are slave to that. So whether it's reefer, whether it's amphetamines, whether it's sex, whether it's alcohol, drugs, beer, whatever it is, that becomes your king. That's the thing that you become a slave to. And automatically, mind control will begin to work with that to bring you deeper and deeper into sin and to cause you to not walk in the things of God. And you will find yourself doing it automatically. That's why it's such a strong spirit, because you do it without thinking. What did I say? You do it what? We're always supposed to be thinking. You cannot not think. If you're not thinking and you're just doing something, then there is a spirit of mind control in operation in your life. Passivity will allow you to be controlled by another person. Passivity is a lacking in energy or will. You become lethargic, tending not to take on active or dominant roles. You're not active or operating. You're inert. It opens the doors for demons to enter, like pride, rebellion, rejection. Religious spirits also operate through passivity, causing the saints to receive any spirit, thinking it is the Holy Ghost because it sounds or feels religious. We are to try the spirits and prove all things. Passivity of the mind, not taking control of your thoughts, daydreaming, fantasy, lack of concentration, drugs, alcohol, allowing anything to enter your mind. Do you know that reading comic books also takes you into a world of fantasy? When I was a child, I loved reading comic books. I used to keep up with them. I used to go and trade them. And then I got in Deliverance and found out. I was like, ooh, okay. So I was a daydreamer. But I did that because I was an only child, and I read anything that I could get a hold of, and comic books happened to be one. But I didn't know at the time that I was entering to a world of fantasy, a world that was not real, a world that allowed my mind to go on these trips and to believe in UFOs, and I think we had to get delivered from that today, you know, believing in UFOs and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's a fantasy word. And most people who I have found, most people who are creative, actors and actresses and artists and that kind of thing. That was why, what is his name, cut off his ear. You know, I mean, that's some severe mind control to make you cut off your ear. You know, you get high on something, you know, and you just cut off your ear, and you drawing this picture. What was his name, the artist? Van Gogh. Just cut off his ear. Serious mind control. Mind control will allow you to be... Yeah, it does lead to that. You know, mind control will allow you to be as an actor or an actress in a fantasy world. You create your own world. If you think you have low self-esteem and you think that people don't like you, well, as an actor or an actress, well, you don't care. You just get yourself another wig and change your clothes, and you just walk in the room. It's like you own everything. You could care less. And they're looking at you, and you're looking at them like, yeah. Yeah. And whatever you want to change, you can change because of mind control. It'll tell you how to dress the role. When you go shopping, it'll tell you which wig to buy to go with that outfit. And then you can be whoever you want to be under mind control. That's how the spirit operates. And you do it without thinking about it. Without thinking about it. You're no longer controlling your thoughts, but the spirit of mind control, working with low self-esteem, wanting to be someplace else or out of that particular situation, not wanting to face the situation that you're in, you can escape through mind control. Just relax your mind, and you can do what you want to do. Religious spirits operate through, did I say that? Religious spirits operate through, yes, through passivity. And the ladies and I were talking about the spirit of passivity being on the saints of God, where they won't read the word and they just sit up and they just allow the ministers or those in leadership to tell them what to do, from Amazing Grace to Zebras. They have no mind of their own. They do not make decisions. Yes, we are to be obedient. You know, and if we're in the house of in a particular house, you are supposed to submit to that leadership. And you submit to that leadership as long as that's the leadership is submitting to God. If you're in a house where the pastor the leadership is not receiving any kind of deliverance, then you stand a chance of being led by people who are attacked by lust, who are attacked by greed, who are attacked by all of these spirits. Because if they don't believe in deliverance, it means they're not getting deliverance. If they're not getting deliverance, then what's happening? And when they speak, they're speaking it out over you. It comes out. And there you are, your little mind just sitting there, mind control going, beep, 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 beep. You know, it's sort of like an octopus. It has all these tentacles on it. I can be in a service, and if someone comes within my perimeter and they are operating in any kind of mind control, I immediately get a headache. My temple starts to throb. And next thing, I'm digging in my purse trying to find my anointing oil. And then I begin to raise my hands and look like a shiny penny, because I have anointed every place. All my temples right in the middle of my head. I'm not dealing with it. I'm not dealing. Once you have thought to be free and have the mind of Christ, you do not want to be controlled by nobody. You know what I'm saying? Not like that.
Amen.
And when you have the mind of Christ and you are reading the word and rightly discerning the word, you are able to discern even the heart and the intent of the person, because there are levels of discernment. Sometimes you can discern devils and demons, but the good part is when you stay in God long enough to be able to discern the heart of man. So you say, they got demons, but they love God. They don't know they got this demon. So you know how to pray. But you got to stay in the word and pray and ask God to give you the mind of Christ. If you've been in drugs and you've done these things that we've been talking about, these are the things that will keep you in bondage until you cry out unto the Lord and you begin to receive deliverance. If you had one person, when you know that you have had mind control that has come into your life from any of these things that we've talked about so far, and you want to be free, who is the one person that you want to have the mind of when you're getting set free? Mind of Christ. Now, as you begin to get the mind of Christ, you begin to be able to discern. You begin to be able to see. You begin to be able to know those things and to rightly discern the word and to know who's in leadership over you and whether or not you can approach them, whether or not you can pray with them, whether or not you can pray for them. Amen? Amen. Passivity of the mind, not taking control of thoughts, daydreaming. Passivity of emotions. This is a good one. Allowing moods to come and go without resistance. Double-minded man, what? Unstable in all his ways. I'm happy now, and I'm not too happy. I'm happy now. I'm not real happy right now. And you're sitting there looking at him like, whew. You know, and the spirit of mind control is operating through a spirit of passivity. And this person is just being emotionally whipped to death, because they're being flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop by every wind of doctrine, by every emotion that comes along. They feel it. They're feeling it. They're sad. They're not sad. They're happy. Oh, I'm so lonely. No, I don't want to commit. I don't think I want to get married this week. But next week, oh, I need a husband. I need a wife. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Mind control is really in operation here. All right. Allowing moods to come and go without resistance. Not taking authority over the soul, which is where what's in the soul? The mind, the will, and what? You have to take control over that, allowing depression or sadness or self-pity to dominate the emotions without resistance means that you are suffering under a spirit of mind control, and passivity is probably the doorkeeper. It's probably the doorkeeper. Passivity of will, not making active decisions, not acting on decisions made, allowing others to make all the decisions, indecision, not exercising the will. The ladies and I talked about that as well. Pimps and prostitutes go through that. She's so passive. She's got such a timid personality. She wants somebody to make decisions for her. Perhaps her father. She didn't have the proper covering. And without the proper covering, it's like, I need somebody to make decisions. Life is hard. I'm tired. This is not for me. And to be honest, God did not really set us up as women to have to make the decisions that most single women are making today. That was not the way He really wanted it. And you have got to know God, and you have got to be thoroughly submitted to Him. But when you reach that point that I really don't like this, but I'm in it. So now, instead of acting up on it or turning that whole decision-making process over to someone that is not your husband, you turn it over to God. That's why He says, I am Ish, your husband. That's why He says He's the Alpha and the Omega and the beginning and the end. Because He has a right. He knows you. He can help you make those decisions that you have to make. And that's how you also stay away from Jezebel. That's how you also stay away from control, is that when it's come time to really make the decision, that you back away and say, now, you know, this is really a man thing. There ain't no man here. So now what are we going to do? I mean, that's how I talk to him. I'd be like he said today, I would get deliverance from him. I'm like, Todd, you know, what are we going to do? And I let, but that, and then that causes us to love the Lord more. And it also causes us to trust Him. And it closes the door on control. You controlling somebody else. All you want them to do is pay the bills, but you don't want to do nothing else. And they won't pay the bills, but they want something else. Y'all just mind controlling with each other. Stop. Passivity of body. Abandoning the body to any spirit. Allowing slothfulness, laziness, and tiredness to control the body. Not taking authority over the body. The body wants to do what feels good. Back in the 60s, they had all sorts of sayings, as we discussed earlier today, about those cliches. You know, free your mind and your will follow. Don't be free in your mind now. Because your body will get you into some stuff that you can't get out of. And you'll be in awfully deep. By the time you really come to your senses, you'll be like the young man who was in the pig pen before he woke up. Prodigal son. Just mind control. Not being in control of what you do. Just walking down the street. Well, I was just walking down the street, and all of a sudden I was in the mall, and I just charged $100 on that card. I mean, I just don't know what came over me. Mind control came over you. You did not get in control of your mind, and you should have cut up the charge card in the first place, and you wouldn't have had the card. Then you wouldn't have had to worry about it. But there are a series of things that you have to do in order to prevent mind control from taking over your life. Because it will work with any spirit. There's also a spirit called end time mind control, which I can't go into that right now. But it's end time mind control, and then there's mind control. And end time mind control always seemed to be that particular spirit that kind of was waiting for you at a particular point and juncture in your life, so that when you get there, it's just like waiting for you. Sort of like a curse that doesn't show up until a certain time in your life. And bam, all of a sudden you have lost your mind. And everybody was like, he was all right last Friday. We went to the show together. You know? In attacking, mind control spirits can also be inherited. Mind control spirits have tentacles and resemble creatures such as the octopus and the squid. Migraine headaches are caused by mind control spirits. Mm-hmm. Mind control works with insanity, mental illness, schizophrenia, and intellectualism. Intellectualize yourself in and out of anything that you want, and especially out of having faith, hope, and trust in God. They hate the anointing oil on the forehead. It's also helpful in binding them. Also, anointing of the top and the back and the sides, the temples of the head, is sometimes necessary. Mind control also gives one person the ability to control the mind of another. Many pastors, as we said before, and church leaders have very powerful mind control spirits. False teachers and cults also use mind control to keep people bound to them. So you have that spirit of mind control, which will work with the spirit of soul ties. There's ungodly soul ties, and then there's godly soul ties. So a spirit of mind control will work with a godly soul tie and turn it into an ungodly soul tie. And one of the things that we talked about this afternoon was that some people have gone out to preach, but they were not sent by God. And you sit under them, and you're trying to figure out, this don't feel right. You know, the word, it sounds, but it don't feel right. More than likely, that's the spirit of witchcraft that is operating with the spirit of mind control, that's operating with an ungodly soul tie. And you know why? Because if you are not called and sent by God, and that means you are not anointed by the Holy Ghost. The opposite of the anointing of the Holy Ghost is witchcraft, control, and manipulation. So you're sitting under somebody that is controlling you into a feverish pitch. You know, and everybody, some people, you can just see it. Their eyes are glazed over, and they're just praising God, and you're looking at them, but I don't feel nothing. You're in the midst of witchcraft and control and manipulation. And the sad part about it is, because there's so little teaching in the churches and in the body of Christ about deliverance, a lot of these people do not even know they're operating in this. They don't know. They haven't got a clue. All they know is that they feel like they've been called. And so they're manipulative and having fish fries every week to keep the people in the church, to keep the bills paid. And they're having at least twice a year, they got a pastor's birthday, the pastor's anniversary, and raising money and buying new cars. And none of that goes along with the call. I mean, you can get that. It can come. You know what I'm saying? If you have a big enough church. But that's not what the call is all about. Amen. And this person is operating out of that because he's looking at the trappings of the real men and women of God, thinking, well, I got to have this so I can look the part. I can look the part. And they just don't know. So a lot of times people operate in mind control and witchcraft, and they don't have a clue. They don't have a clue that that's what they're doing. In attacking, when a person receives deliverance from mind control, they are usually able to think very clearly, some for the first times in their lives. The first time that I received any really heavy deliverance from the spirit of mind control, it was totally amazing. Colors looked different. People looked different. I even made a choice to go home a different way. I usually went to church the same way all the time, never thinking about mind control. Nobody told me that. You know, some people just make up their mind, I'm just going to go left today. And you're like, but why? Oh, I just feel that way. Because now you are in control of your own mind. You know, I gave the example that, you know, yellow was your favorite color, and all of a sudden you get deliverance from mind control, and you all look at all that stuff in your closet, and it's yellow, and you're like, I don't like yellow. Why do I have a closet full of yellow clothes? And you know why? Because mom told you when you were a little girl that you look good in yellow, and you've been buying yellow ever since. Now that you are free of mind control, you look and you think, I like maroon and green. Get rid of the yellow. Now you are thinking for yourself. You always want to pray and ask God to to give you the personality and the character, hallelujah, that you want the personality and the character of God that He created you to be from the beginning of time. Because normally we all come to a place in our lives when the spirit of mind control is working and God wants to get you delivered. He's bringing you into that place where you know who you really are. And who you really are is someone beautifully and wonderfully made. God made no mistakes. You are exactly who you are. He looks at you every night and thinks how beautiful you are, how wonderful you are, and what a wonderful creation He made in you. And if you think anything less than that, then you're not seeing yourself clearly through the eyes of God. You're seeing yourself through the eyes of mind control and witchcraft and what other people have had to say. I told the ladies it took me 40 days without makeup to come to the place of knowing that I was beautifully and wonderfully made. The pastor said, take it off. I'm tired of praying for you, sisters. Y'all can't get rid of this rejection, and God told me it's all in this makeup. Take it off. And, well, of course, there was a lot of resistance because people were thinking that He was trying to turn us into one of them Pentecostal churches, you know, where we didn't wear no makeup. But that was not the point. And I was like willing, you know, I was like quite willing to try anything, because in the first place, when I realized that I had demons, that was the first shock. And then the second shock, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yeah, let's just get rid of everything, whatever it takes. You know, so I took the makeup. It took about 30 or 40 days drinking plenty of water, and I finally began to like what I looked like. And that was cool with me, you know, but some of the other ladies didn't do it. But there was an elevation in the spirit from me by doing that, because as He began to call out the spirits of rejection, they didn't come back. And there was a spirit of ugly, which I had never heard of before, a spirit of ugly. And as that spirit caused me to see myself ugly. You're black, your mama black, all y'all black, y'all ugly. That's right. That's right. That's a very common thing with black women. Well, yeah. Yeah. It was. It's a very powerful spirit. It causes women to see themselves as bulimic. That's why they become bulimic and anorexia, because they're not seeing through the eyes of God. They're seeing through a spirit of mind control and what other people have told them about themselves. Hallelujah. In attacking mind control, come against the tentacles by asking the Lord to send angels to serve them. And you must have the person use their own will to resist this particular demon. And if you have time to work with the individual, fasting is a very good way to get rid of not just pride, but the spirit of mind control. Fasting and prayer will get rid of those two demons. I used to just, when I was getting deliverance, it was like, and fasting and praying, you'll be able to see, it's almost like a third party thing. Here you are. There's who God created you to be. And there's the demons. And you're standing there looking at this thing and going, oh my word. You know? And God is just filling you up, and you're just saying, more, Lord, more, Lord, more of you. And He's constantly getting rid of all of these things that cause you to see yourself the way someone else has told you, the way that you see yourself through makeup, the way that you see yourself as a man by your job. I got a job. As long as I got a job, I'm a man. If I ain't got no job, I ain't no man. Oops, excuse me. Mind control, what people have to say, working on you. You are beautifully and wonderfully made. You're all that God has called you to be as a man or a woman. And when we, as the body of Christ, come to that one place of unity within ourselves, where we're no longer double-minded about believing one part of the word and not believing the other part of the word says you are beautifully and wonderfully made. The word says that God gave you, didn't give you a spirit of fear, but that of power, love, and a sound mind. That's what the word says. So if you believe the word in those scriptures, then you need to believe the other part of the word that says that you're beautifully and wonderfully made, and stop being double-minded about it. Amen. Because a double-minded man is what? And stable. What? In what? Always. Not some, but what? Always. So if you're going to believe any part of this word, from Genesis to Revelation, then you need to believe all of it. And if you're going to believe all of it, then that's your deliverance. That's where you get set free. You don't need nobody else's mind but the mind of Christ. Sometimes I just stop talking to people.
Don't even tell them nothing. Because everybody got an opinion. Well, I think. Well, you know, maybe you should. But, you know, I came to the conclusion ain't none of y'all wearing my pantyhose. These are my pantyhose. See? Ain't nobody can wear these pantyhose but me. So I have to get before God, what? For myself. So you have to get before God for yourself. I cannot wear your socks. I cannot wear your shirt. I cannot wear your pantyhose. This is when you are talking deliverance and moving into the things of God and finding out who you are, knowing who you are, knowing that this is really who God made you to be. It's a one-on-one thing because He created you. He's the manual that you go back to. Nobody else. I'm just through with other folks telling me things. I've got the mind of Christ. What I need with you to tell me how to do this. God is going to let me know. One thing is for sure. You may not always know what God is saying to do, but you always know what He's telling you not to do. So don't, you know what I'm saying? So don't do the things He tells you not to do. Eventually you will run into the things He wants you to do. So God is awesome, is He not? In attacking the spirit of mind control, come against, let's see, glazed eyes are a sign of being demonized, of mind control and passivity. So as you are working with people in that area and you begin to see their eyes glaze over, the other thing is that if their eyes glaze over, there's usually passivity, and the person probably has had some kind of experience in alcohol or drugs, too. They used to get that, you know, hey, man, what's up? That look, you know? I said, good. Come on out of there, Reefa. Let's just move it on out with the rest of them. You know? So you begin to understand life. And usually when it comes to deliverance, God is not going to usually put you with somebody that you cannot relate to, that you cannot dig down into. Deliverance will cause relationship immediately between people, and that love that you have because you've been there and you understand how it feels to be that messed up in your mind, and you can see fullness and wholeness across the mountain, and you got all these demons, and you feel like you're moving in slow motion. You're trying to get there like, yes, I just want to be free. And you're just moving in slow motion, and you get a chance, an opportunity to pray with somebody. There's nothing like it because you immediately click. You see, like, hey, I know where you at. Let's go kick. Let's do this. You know, we're gonna fight this thing tonight. Yes, yes, yes. I get excited because underneath it all, I am a warrior and I love to cast out devils. Yes. Woo! Because I love to see that look in a person's eyes when they are free. Because freedom, you know, I hate that. You know, I'm going to say this because this is what's in my heart. You shouldn't have prayed for me. God prayed for me last night. He said, bring the fire, Lord. Bring the fire. I said, yeah, bring the fire, Lord. You know? And when you talk about freedom and liberty in Jesus Christ, the word freedom, I'm sorry, but the word freedom to a black person means something different than it may mean to a whole bunch of other people. So when I look at you and you in bondage, and I think that I got something to help you get set free, whew, I don't even know how to explain it to you because you ain't got one of my pantyhose. But I love it because freedom, there's something about being free. It's something about being free. I don't know, I saw the movie Amistad, and finally when he learned to speak his first word, he said, freedom. Man, it just touched something way down deep inside of me. I said, yes, freedom, being free and having liberty in Jesus Christ and knowing who you are, knowing whose you are, knowing that God loves you, and knowing that if you will trust God, you will not have to manipulate or control anybody, anything, or no situation. Because what God has for you, it's for you. You don't have to be jealous. You don't have to be running after my anointing. Just stand still and God will give you your own. But I tell you, you're going to be on the potter's wheel. So don't jump off, because if you jump off, you're going to have to get back on. It's just going to take a little longer.
Just stay on the potter's wheel. I'm warning you. Don't say you've never been warned. Nobody told me to stay on the potter's wheel when I was going through. I was out there. See, but I'm telling you, stay on the potter's wheel. Stay right there and let him work that thing. Let him get you set free because he loves you. He loves you. And when Jesus came and he died for us, he died for our sins. He died for our freedom. He died for our healing. He died for our salvation. He died for our deliverance. He died so that we could be set free and spend the rest of our supernatural lives in eternity with him. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Well, we've said all of the prayers. We've done a lot of renouncing. So I'm just going to ask the Lord for those of you that have heard the word of the Lord and what he was saying to you about mind control. I really believe that God allowed me to give you enough examples to understand what mind control is and how subtle it is. It's not like a wham, bam, bam, I'm right here. It's something that you have to pray about and be on guard for. And know that if any of these things that we have talked about here today, if you've been involved with it or anything, know that, and it's a continuous thing. It's not a one-shot deal. Deliverance is not a one-shot deal. Yes, you'll get rid of some of the major stuff. When you get, like, rooted deliverance, you know, you... Alcohol gone, just like that. Reefer gone, just like that. No more drugs, no more alcohol. I was done. I was through. But that was in 86. And since then, it's been a constant battle in one area or another to be set free. And I have to admit that even though it seems tough sometimes, I wouldn't give it up because I know at the end that we win. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for these, your people, and I thank you for your word. I thank you, Father God, that you have separated for us and shown us what the spirits of mind control, the spirits of pride, the spirits of rebellion, and the spirits of passivity can do to us, your children, if left untamed, if left uncast out. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over the strong man, and we bind him now in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that is running around giving communication to other demons. We bind you with rags dipped in the blood of Jesus. You will not speak. You will not communicate with each other. We tell you now that you are on notice and this is God's property, and you will have to loose the minds of the people of God. You will have to loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. We come against spirits of karate, hypnotism, ESP, positive thinking, trauma, rape, incest, car accidents that cause us to go into mind control and to move away from reality and go into fantasizing about what we want life to be. You demons will have to go right now in the name of Jesus. And I come against those spirits of arrested development right now in Jesus' name. Arrested development that link with the spirit of mind control, not allowing the people of God to be set free, not allowing the people of God to mature in age. We curse you at the root in the name of Jesus, and we loose the hounds of God upon you right now in Jesus' name. Move now. Move out of the minds, the will, the emotions of the people of God right now. Move now in Jesus' name. Trauma. Shock. Go now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We break every curse right now in the name of Jesus. Every curse of mind control, inherited mind control. We break you now in the name of Jesus. We come against migraine headaches now in the name of Jesus. Loose the men and women of God now in the name of Jesus. Move off the necks, off the shoulders, off the backs, off the temples right now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that you loose legions of angels tentacles in this place to begin to do warfare, cutting off the tentacles of the spirit of squid and the tentacles off the spirit of octopus now in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of control and manipulation now, where we have manipulated other people and other people have manipulated us. Father, we ask for forgiveness in the name of Jesus, and we ask you to set us free now in Jesus' name. Spirits of control and manipulation through witchcraft, go now in the name of Jesus. Move it, devils, now in Jesus' name. We come against double-mindedness and unstableness, undecidedness, half-hearted, wavering, and uncertain spirits. So you must go now in the name of Jesus. So we loose the mind of Christ upon the people of God right now in the name of Jesus. Move, you devils, now in Jesus' name. Oh, we come against the spirit of mind control and memory recall, holding people to the past with arrested development, never wanting to grow up. I don't want to grow up. I don't want to grow up. I don't want to be like the adults that I know. I curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. Little girl spirits, little boy spirits, go now in the name of Jesus. Loose the people of God. Loose the men and women of God into the maturity that God has called them to in Jesus' name. Go, you devils, move in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rababa, Sanderevoshata, Resikiriosata, Ringeriosanderevoshata. Meditation, meditation, spirits that came in through meditation, go. In the name of Jesus. For the word of God calls us in Joshua to meditate upon the word. And if they were not meditating on the word, devil, you came in. Loose yourself now out of the minds and the hearts and the souls of the people of God. Manifest and go now in the name of Jesus. Spirits that came in by reading certain books, you will manifest and go now in the name of Jesus. Move off the people of God. Come out of the mind, the will, and the emotions. Come out of the hearts of the people of God right now in Jesus' name. Go, you devils, now. Go in Jesus' name. Drugs and alcohol demons, witchcraft, pharmaceutical drugs, street drugs, unwrap, uncoil, unlink, untangle from the spirit of witchcraft and go. Unlink, unwrap, uncoil from the spirit of Leviathan. Leviathan, you abound in the name of Jesus. We call upon our Father to loose the spirit of humility now to drive you out in the name of Jesus. Leviathan, loose the men of God. Loose the men of God now in the name of Jesus. Leviathan, loose the men of God. Loose the men of God. Loose the women of God in the name of Jesus. Ungodly soul ties. Ungodly soul ties. You are broken now in the name of Jesus. Marriage breaking spirits linked to ungodly soul ties. You are good. We break your hold now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we bind you now. Now in Jesus' name. Oh, rahaha. Eh, shokororororobosha, tarororiosete. Ungodly soul ties through the laying on of hands. Manifest and go now in the name of Jesus. Laying on of hands, you will manifest and go now in Jesus' name. Pride and fear go. Manifest, that's right, manifest and go now in the name of Jesus. Pride and fear, fear of success and fear of failure, spirits of timidity, go now in the name of Jesus. Manifest and go. Manifest and go. Reject spirits. So we put a wedge between you and rebellion right now in the name of Jesus. You will draw no strength. We loose link angels around you now. We loose weakness upon you, rejection. For we say that the men and women of God are accepted in the body of Christ. They are loved by God. We loose the love of God upon them now. They are accepted. We bind the accuser of the brethren now in the name of Jesus, and we curse you at the root. You will stop your chattering. Chatter, tatter, tatter, tatter. We break that curse now in the name of Jesus. You will not speak to the minds of the hearts of God's people. We bind you in Jesus' name. Oh, rasata roisiko roboshata resikiridiosete. Oh, woundedness, woundedness, the bruised spirit with rejection. We curse you now in the name of Jesus. Loose the people of God and let them go, for they will be healed. They are accepted. They are loved. In the name of Jesus Christ, go, devils, go. Ha ha. In the name of Jesus. We come against selfish spirit self, I spirit self, me, myself, and I, the id, ego, spirit self. We come against you now in the name of Jesus. You will manifest and go out of the hearts, out of the minds, and out of the will of the people now in the name of Jesus. We come against you right now in Jesus' name. Manifest and go, you devils, right now. Spirit of the third eye, spirit of the third eye, spirit of the third eye, we place the held hand of God against you now. We cut you off right now in the name of Jesus. So you will manifest and go. No channeling, no channeling now in the name of Jesus. False spirits of prophecy, false spirits of the teacher, false spirits of a pastor, false spirits that have ministered to the people of God, causing them to not rightly discern the word of God. We curse you at the root in the name of Jesus. You will manifest and go now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Manifest and go, you devils. End time, mind control, go now in Jesus' name. Now in Jesus' name. Worry, 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 worry around the clock. Worry if I do and worry if I don't. We break the loop and cycle now in the name of Jesus. We break that cycle right now and we lose faith, hope, and trust in God in the name of Jesus. You devils, go in the name of Jesus. Manifest and go. Loose the people of God. Come out of the hearts and the minds and the souls of the people of God now in Jesus' name. Oh, Rebete, Kororoboshata. Nightmares, 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 incubus and succubus and witchcraft spirits entering into the sleep of the people of God. How dare you, for God has promised us a peaceful sleep. You will loose the people of God in the name of Jesus. We curse you at the root. Move out of the mind and the will and the emotions of the people of God. Go now, devil. Passivity go, passivity go, passivity go, passivity go now. Passivity that came through the laying on of hands, passivity that came through the family line, mind control spirits that were inherited, passivity go now in the name of Jesus. Passivity of the will, you manifest and go in Jesus' name. Passivity of the body, go. Passivity of the mind, passivity of emotions, go now in the name of Jesus. Manifest and go. Loose the people of God now in the name of Jesus. You go, devils. Move in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go now in the name of Jesus. Come on, angels. Cut off the tentacles of this spirit of mind control. Set the people's minds free that they may be free to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rasaka, Yerabosha, Reseka, Rorabosham, Vidiosete, Rorabosha, Yeriosata, Reseke, mind control, mind control, migraine headaches go. Migraine headaches go now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, mind control spirits hanging on to insanity, mental illness, schizophrenia, double-mindedness, and intellectualism. You manifest and go to in the name of Jesus. They will not intellectualize faith. They'll just believe what it says in the Word of God. And if the Word says it, they will believe it. Loose the people of God now. Move out of their minds. Loose them now in the name of Jesus. Ha, Rasaka, you angels, cut off the tentacles of these demons now in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. It's the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Every knee must bow at the name of Jesus. You demons will go, manifest and go in the name of Jesus. Ha ha. It's the Lord. Shata, rendiriosete, rorabasatatatata, resele rorobosiriasatara rorobosata, soulish area. soulish area. You demons that are in the soulish area, you will manifest and go. I decree right now, I prophetically speak the word that the people of God shall be of one heart and one mind in the name of Jesus. They shall not be double-minded, but they shall be of one mind and one heart, and they shall worship and they shall praise the Lord thy God in the name of Jesus. You demons will go now in Jesus' name. Oh, Rabasaka, Raboshaka, Randirio Separe, ha ha, Rastikirio Sararaboshaka, Randiriasata. We come against that spirit of mind control and masturbation. You will lead the people of God now in the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Come out of the hands, come out of the mind, come out of the will and the emotion now in the name of Jesus. Lust and evil dreams, sexual fantasies and passivity. Move, you devils. Loose the people of God now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of Kundalini, go. Spirit of Kundalini, go. Spirit of Kundalini, go. Move out the people of God. Go out of the people of God now. Come out of the mouth now in the name of Jesus. Come out of the throat area now in the name of Jesus. You will manifest and go. We bind you to the floor and we lose the angels of God to go in and to cut you off now in the name of Jesus. We come against words spoken in the dark to hurt, to harm, to manipulate and control the people of God. Husbands speaking to wives and wives speaking to husbands. We curse that spirit at the root in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you will manifest and go. We decree that the men of God shall love the women of God like Jesus loved the church. No manipulation and no control. They will pray for the women of God. They will pray for the women of God, and the women of God shall pray for the men of God. They will no longer manipulate by bed problems. They will no longer manipulate. You can have it tonight and not tomorrow night. We curse that spirit at the root in the name of Jesus. We decree a pure and holy spirit in the bedroom in the name of Jesus. Move upon your people, O God. Move now. Kundalini, go in the name of Jesus. Spirits of Rosemary, go. False love. Getting married for all the wrong reasons. You will go now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Rababashakarororoboshata. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you all the honor, Lord. Move on your people. We bind the spirit of pride and shame. We curse you at the root. For there is no shame and condemnation in Jesus Christ our Lord. You will let the devils go, people. Take a deep breath and push them out. You're going to be free today, or you can take them home with you. Breathe in and push them out in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You didn't buy those demons. Jesus died for you to be free. Why take them home with you? Breathe in and push them out in the name of Jesus. Tell them to go. Tell them to loose your mind. Tell them to loose your heart. Move now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory, hallelujah. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow.
the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow.
Father, we just give you the praise this afternoon. We thank you. We love you, Lord. There is none like you. We thank you, Father God, that it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by your Spirit, God. We thank you for every deliverance received. We thank you that, Father, the people will continue to receive deliverance for the entire weekend. We thank you, Father God, that you love us more than we love ourselves. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, who leads and guides us into all truth. We thank you for the work that Jesus did on the cross. We thank you that when it was done, he said, it's finished. It's done. We don't have to do anything else but pick up the blessings along the way. And those blessings are deliverance and healing and salvation. And God, we just thank you. Right now, Father God, we bind all spirits of backlash and retaliation to this deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bind you to the pit. You will not come against anyone in this room, anyone outside or on these campgrounds for this deliverance today. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you and we give you praise, Lord God. We thank you for those that have been in the kitchen cooking. We thank and praise you, Lord God, that they receive deliverance, whether they know it or not, that they will even receive deliverance as they are back in the kitchen cooking. God, we thank you for them. We ask you to bless them, Lord. We ask you to bless everyone, those that went through the day changing the toilet paper, making it right for the people of God. Bless them, God. Bless them. Let them know that they are appreciated in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for the food. We bless it, and we thank you that you sanctify it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.